Monday, October 30th. One major item today was the continuing debate on how to counterattack on the whole espionage business. The president still thinks we should consider a libel suit using the Colson route of suing the Post and Edward Bennett Williams on the malicious lies involving the White House tied to the Watergate. Also, Ehrlichman feels we should exploit the Post's admission of guilt, but is concerned about the Colson libel suit because it'll inevitably lead to his having to leave the White House after the election. He feels that the president will be forced to clean up. The president thinks we should go ahead on the white paper to the editors, give them the specific answers on all of the Watergate items. And that maybe Ehrlichman should use U.S. News in next week's issue to get the whole story on record, get it established somewhere. He's afraid it'll leave a blotch on us after the election if we don't get the word out and all the questions answered now. Later today, Ehrlichman called and said that he, Stans, Dean, and Moore had worked out a possible settlement of the Common Cause case, which is to go to trial tomorrow, so that we would disclose 5 million of our pre-April 7th gifts under court order, and this would avoid them going to trial till after the first of the year, and we'll keep Sloan off the stand. And they feel it's a good way to cut our losses, so they're going ahead to try to work that out. The other big item today was the whole Vietnam question and how we deal with the attack on McGovern and the threat of a North Vietnamese blow-up. The original plan was for Rogers to hit McGovern today at a press conference, his point that he would reserve the right to renegotiate any deal we make, that would crack McGovern and Hypo, what he said, set the stage to blame McGovern if North Vietnam hits us on breaking off the talks tomorrow. Ehrlichman feels the key to Rogers doing this is that the president be precisely positioned tomorrow in Chicago, because he'd have to say some things at the regional meeting, and that Kissinger's doing a talking paper that he'll discuss with the president on this. John feels that Kissinger talks as if it's a virtual certainty that this will blow up tomorrow. I raised that with the president at 10 over at Aspen, and he said to have Ziegler not announce our TV because we may have to put Agnew on instead. He can't go on if Vietnam is blown up, as Kissinger apparently thinks will happen. Then he got back to considerable discussion of what a blow-up would do. Makes the point that Rogers should go ahead today, but the problem is we had no choice once North Vietnam was on track. We couldn't turn it off or slow it down. He called me a little later on the phone, said he had talked to Kissinger and that they expect a message at 2 or 3 o'clock, that the Ehrlichman was overreacting. That Kissinger says, first, they may agree to talk. Second, they may just postpone the talks. Third, they may possibly blow up. But Kissinger thinks the third is not likely. But if it does happen, that we should just take the offensive. He now feels Rogers should not go out today until we get the message from North Vietnam, but it's okay for Agnew to take on McGovern now as hard as hell. But we have to wait till we get the message before Rogers can go out. He then cautions that we must not get jittery and hysterical, that we've got to handle this with poise, that we're going through the birth pangs of an agreement. Then we told him to go ahead on the vice president. The vice president called me and is concerned about the statement and is working that out with Haig, but feels it would be a bad mistake for him to go forward with the plan they've proposed to him of going to the White House press room, making a statement and refusing to answer questions. I agreed with him. He suggested that he either do this as part of a speech he's giving tomorrow or that he do it on a paid television 5 minutes tonight and say that we purchased the time in order to get the full statement over to the people. So we worked on that basis for a while. A little later, I talked to Kissinger, and he says that North Vietnam is preparing a blow for us this week. First, that they might not show up on Thursday because the negotiations are completed. Second, they might agree to meet. Third, they'd say we cheated them, so they're breaking the whole thing off. If the latter happens, he thinks we should just brazen it through. He later told the president he was concerned that we'd take a murderous beating because he did get the message from North Vietnam, and they simply said that they were taking the whole thing under serious consideration and would get back to us later. The president still wants the VP to go on, emphasizing that McGovern is sabotaging the peace efforts. He feels that we should develop our plan, that we should take a hawkish view. Then he had me talk to Kissinger a little later, and Henry then had calmed down, said that he'd talked to Dobrynin, who doesn't think that the North Vietnamese will blow, that they'll yell and scream, but then they'll talk. Henry feels we must go on the offensive if they do blow, publish all that we've offered, make the point that we didn't meet with them to sign because first Saigon reports they're seizing territory and the threat of a bloodbath. Second, Pham Van Dong claimed this was a coalition government, which we agreed it was not. Third, we never agreed to leave all their troops in the south, and we've been watching for a unilateral withdrawal, which they were supposed to do as evidence of good faith. Then we should make the point that if in good faith we can settle, we will, but that we will not let ourselves be stampeded into doing this just for the election. He also says the liberal press is very vulnerable in any effort to attack us because now they've moved to the right of us and are complaining that we're letting good old Two down. Henry feels he should step out again and brief the press that it should not be elevated to the presidential level. We should just say that the first item is to end the war, that we've made major progress. So this is if the president goes on TV Thursday night. He should open by saying the first thing in looking at the future is to end the war, that we've made major progress, and then describe the situation as it stands on Thursday night. Say we're committed to the generation of peace, and we pledge that we will get peace with honor in Vietnam. He feels the first 5 minutes of the talk should be on Vietnam in any event, in a strong, manly way. And President later agreed and said we should go to the full half hour if we need extra time. Had told me to have Kissinger get this over to Price to write up a couple pages for inclusion in the speech. I went over the poll we'd done over the weekend with the president, which shows a drop in the trial heat and evidence that it's not because of Vietnam, but because the corruption thing was starting to get through some. He feels that Henry's got to get out through either Ziegler or Rogers the point that the president is causing a delay in these because the deal isn't made properly, because that's the one thing that doesn't look so good in the poll. The vice president's going ahead with his blast at McGovern, so we'll get some action on that anyway. The president also got into some schedule things today. There was a great train wreck in Chicago, as a result of which we decided to cancel our Chicago visit. The president called Mayor Daley to tell him, and it worked out pretty well because Daley said he was canceling the McGovern parade for Wednesday night also. The president decided to go ahead with a radio speech today at the last minute on old folks, so that was tossed in. He's approved the urban affairs speech and the TV speech. He's just going to read them as written. And wants to keep the week basically pretty free. Got back to the idea of a big press pool on the plane coming back on Monday as well as going out on Saturday. Decided to go to church in San Clemente instead of Whittier. And got back to the drown problem on election night because they are coming back. He doesn't want them at the house. They're to stay at the Shoreham. Wants a phone list for election night, people he should call. Wants to send wires to all our chairmen in each state as the state goes over the top on election night. Refused to call Cahill to apologize for not mentioning him at the Northeast Regional meeting. Decided to hold up on Oklahoma, New Mexico, and will not do those if we don't reschedule Chicago, and then later decided we definitely should not reschedule Chicago, so we've dropped those on the schedule now. And that's the end of October 30th.